Join in on the Funversation as Dr. Pam Peek and Michelle King Robeson cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
All right, everyone. Raise your hand if you're so confused about this whole perimenopause, menopause thing and whether or not you should take estrogen and progesterone. Okay, I see Michelle's hand raving all over the place. I'm confused. Everyone, oh, look at this. It's like a tsunami of like a wave. Everyone's confused. Well, we've got a fabulous, wonderful guest coming up, Dr. Maish Seibel, who is one of America's leading thought leaders and speakers on women's health and menopause, to help us with this because he wrote the book, The Menopause Handbook. And, oh, Dr. Seibel, help us. What are we supposed to do with this hormonal thing?
Well, first of all, it's lovely to be with you both. And let's talk about menopause and estrogen because it is a little bit confusing.
Yes.
And the thing about it is that made it so confusing, really, is the fact that about 10 years ago, almost exactly, a study came out, the Women's Health Initiative, or the WHI, which basically said that women who take estrogen and progestin, not progesterone, but progestin, so substance that acts like progesterone, would actually have an increased risk of breast cancer and blood clots and heart attacks and strokes. And so that was pretty darn scary and threw everyone in a tizzy, and patients came into my office and were throwing their pills into the trash can in droves, and understandably. But over the past decade, they've been looking at this same material over, but analyzing it more carefully, and realized that the women who got the estrogen and the progestin were actually 10 years older. They were 60 to 79 years of age,
yep,
compared with the women who didn't get the estrogen and progestin who were 50 to 59 years of age. So, you know, when women are 60 to 79, they're more likely to have an illness, including cancer and heart attack and stroke, than women who are younger. So that set the stage for it.
And they also smoked, and they, I mean, there are so many issues with that study, and it's hard to believe that in you know, the 21st century, that we still don't have a handle on this. I mean, this is, you know, this is my passion of anything, because I faced it. I mean, I you know, complete hysterectomy. I was over-medicated beyond belief, so I was given progesterone, you know, slathered on my body 100 times the dosage that you should be given, number one. And then I find out, and we can, you know, this is something I want to talk to you about, is I find out that I don't need progesterone because I have no uterus. It's gone, and my ovaries are gone as well. So, you know, I'm taking all this stuff, and yet really what they, you know, what I end up with is a little bit of estrogen and a little bit of testosterone. So what's the confusion here? Taking progesterone, don't take progesterone, combining the two? Help us figure this out.
Well, in simple terms, it's very straightforward. If you have a uterus, then you have to have some type of progesterone at least every so often, or the estrogen by itself can cause the lining cells of the uterus to become precancerous and ultimately turn to cancer. Now, that takes about 10 years, and it doesn't happen in a moment, and there's no fear about it because we know if you add to the estrogen progesterone, that eliminates that problem completely.
Right.
The issue is that when you don't have a uterus, you don't have to protect the lining of the uterus, so you only need estrogen. And there's a lot of really good news about that, because women who have had a hysterectomy, who take only estrogen, have now been found to actually have a 23% reduction in breast cancer risk.
Right.
The taking of estrogen alone is not only safe, but even safer than not.
And boy, I'll tell you, that is just so confusing out there, because there has been so much fright on the part of women with regard
been.
To that. And that's a really tough one. And I think that there have just been so many cross studies back and forth about this. And
well, it's starting to get cleared up now. I'll tell you something that has just been published very recently that's very important I want to share with you, and that is, if you're a woman who's had your ovaries out before age 50 and you don't take estrogen until you're at least age 50, then you have a 70% risk of developing Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, my.
And also an increased risk of heart disease and chronic illness of many kinds. Now, you don't have to take estrogen beyond age 50, which is the normal age of menopause, or age 51. But if you have your ovaries out early, let's just say you have some problem that's a medical condition that requires them to be removed, or you had a malignancy and you had to have your ovaries removed for some type of a cancer treatment or something like that, then estrogen is actually very helpful to be taken until the age of 50 or beyond to prevent this Alzheimer's risk. So this is very important stuff, and it's only just come out recently.
How do you take that estrogen? Is this, there's always been that question, should it be the transdermal through the skin? Is it oral? What is the benefit of, for instance, estrogen taken through the skin?
The main benefit of estrogen taken through the skin is that there is a lower risk of blood clots. And a study that just came out, that was reported at the annual meeting of the North American Menopause Society, just recently, they looked at the insurance population of about 30 million women. That's a lot of...
Wow.
That's a huge study. And the information is that the risk of blood clots appears to be substantially lower if you take the estrogen through the skin or any way that's not by mouth, because you could take estrogen, for instance, vaginally. That would be another way to take it. And it appears that the ones that are through the skin are the ones that are more of the bioidentical. But that doesn't mean it has to come from a compounding pharmacy. It can come from a compounding pharmacy, but it can come also from a standard drugstore, because there are many FDA-approved patches and other forms of estrogen in sprays or gels that are taken through the skin. And this all results in lower levels of blood clots. And this, of course, is a big risk.
And then you have the ring. You have, I take the patch, but I also use a ring that's inserted into the vagina. I mean, there's so many different ways. And then
there are many routes.
There's the gel. I mean, there are no shortage of ways to get what it is that you need.
But right. The oral approach, because it goes through the intestinal tract and it goes into the digestive system, also involves the blood supply to the liver, and that increases some of the blood clotting factors, and that's why there's a little bit increased risk of blood clot.
So, look at that issue of bioidentical. You said that word. People say at the same time bioidentical and natural.
Not the same thing.
What does that mean? Talk to me.
Well, bioidentical means that it is identical in chemical structure to what the body typically makes. But the only plant that a bioidentical hormone comes from is a chemical plant. It don't come from no plant in the ground, because our bodies do not have the enzymes and the natural ability to turn these precursors into active hormones in our bodies. So it's not natural at all, but it is identical, and that's what the phrase means.
Right, it's synthetic. So they are synthetic, but people think it's bioidentical, and there's only
no
like four.
Well, they're bioidentical, but
yeah,
not
but they're
natural.
I think everyone needs to read Dr. Mesh Seibel's wonderful book, The Menopause Handbook, and more importantly, learn more about him and his wonderful work at www.drseibel.com.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Pink. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio MD. Stay well.